Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of the Apostles, Star of the New Evangelization, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate St. Mark as we hear that he is the evangelist who wrote the second gospel. He was, as we heard in the first reading, accompanied St. Paul on his journeys, but eventually ended up in Rome with St. Paul and became a disciple of St. Peter and recorded that gospel of St. Mark. Reflects the preaching of St. Peter. We see that St. Mark's gospel is the shortest of the gospels and seems to be rather shortened to the point. And that I think that probably reflects Peter and his personality and his preaching was pretty much short and to the point. St. Peter was one not to mince words or to... He got to the point and was quite effective in preaching the gospel. It says about the evangelists and in St. Mark that the evangelists were at the service of the gospel. St. Mark especially was at the service of the gospel, the good news, in that he recorded the gospel. He wrote it down under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that God wanted to make sure that, you know, under the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit, he only recorded what God wanted to be recorded and nothing more and nothing less. These gospels and all of sacred scripture are a great gift to us because God wants us to know what he wants us to know for our salvation. And so he gave these the evangelists and other sacred writers of sacred scripture this special grace to record this revelation. The sacred scripture, the written word of God, is for our benefit. That God wants us to know the truth. And so he has those who are to proclaim the gospel and to record the gospel, gave them the grace to do so in a way that we can be certain that we have what God wants us to know. God is not a God who wants us to, you know, doesn't play tricks on our minds and doesn't, you know, play hide and seek. He wants us to know what he wants us to know so that we can get to heaven. And so St. Mark, being at the service of the gospel, is also, he's an evangelist. And so we must also look at it in this way, that we too are called to be at the service of the gospel. Today in our world, the church, and especially it says even St. Paul writes about that God gave teachers, prophets, and apostles for the building up of the body of Christ. Today, who are the evangelists, or who ought to be the evangelists in our world today? Well, in first and foremost, every baptized Catholic ought to be an evangelist. The Church teaches us that everyone, by our baptism, is a missionary. But you might say, even first and foremost, people who are in charge of relaying the truth, or the news, you might say, should and ought to be evangelists as well. The media ought to be an instrument of evangelization. And so they should be proclaiming the truth. They should be interested in seeing that the truth be known. This is something that has probably been forgotten in some journalism circles, that, you know, they're to be dedicated to teaching or at least telling the truth. Because the truth is so important. Any truth is important as an important foundation for the gospel, because the gospel is truth itself. And so anybody who's interested in the truth ought to be interested in the gospel and in wanting to know the gospel and relay the gospel. And Catholic universities ought to be especially instruments of evangelization. They ought to be teaching their students the truth. The truth in every area of academic life, but especially in matters of the faith. How is it that though some Catholic universities have on their campuses organizations to support the homosexual lifestyle? How is that supporting and upholding the truth? How is a, you might say, coddling someone with who has a disordered nature and telling them it's okay and that it's just, you know, it's a an alternative form of lifestyle? How is that teaching them the truth? How is that proclaiming the gospel to them? Can you imagine in the university, especially Catholic universities today, that talk about academic freedom and how they're interested in higher education? Can you imagine the mathematics department having a special organization set aside for those students who believe that 1 + 1 = 3? And they're going to say, now you're just as important to us. You have an alternate way of thinking. Just keep that way you like. You know, we want to foster your diversity. 1 + 1 = 3 for you, and we'll keep an organization here to help you and to strengthen you and give you this support you need so that you can continue in life living out this dream that 1 + 1 = 3. Or the biology department having an organization set aside for students who believe in spontaneous generation. You know, that as they used to think that if you leave a piece of meat in a rag, in the ancient days, they thought that old maggots just came out about spontaneous generation. Now, would they be assisting and helping their students to believe the truth? Well, why is it that we tolerate such nonsense in the moral and in the theological realms in a Catholic university? This is not being an evangelist. This is not proclaiming the truth. And so we too must individually be proclaiming the truth and teaching the truth. Like St. Mark recorded what St. Peter preached. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he gave us this gospel so that we may know the truth, that we may know Jesus Christ, that we may know him and what is important that he wants us to know to save our souls. It's so important today that we truly, you know, catechize and teach people the truth. Catechism, how important it is for a catechist today to teach his students the truth. I mean, we can see that recently in a debate when we listen to Christopher Dodd, who is a Catholic, who doesn't know that the Beatitudes from the Corporal Works of Mercy. He said the Beatitudes were, you know, visit the prisoners in prison. That's not the Beatitudes. Or that he makes this non-distinction between the Beatitudes and the Ten Commandments, that somehow that the Beatitudes are different from the Ten Commandments. Well, our Lord said, blessed are the pure of heart. You won't be pure of heart if you're not keeping the sixth and ninth commandment. So this is a failure on the part of the church for the last 40 years in failing to teach catechism to a whole generation. Now, of course, there may be politicians whose ignorance is more than, you know, just ignorance. It may be they want to be ignorant for some agenda they have. But we have a whole generation of students who do not know the truth about their faith, or that the catechism has been treated as if it's not important, that it's, you know, it's less important than mathematics or science. But truly, what we learn in the catechism is what, as the catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us, is God's revelation of his love for us. That's the most important knowledge we're going to ever know in this world. And so today, as we celebrate St. Mark, we want to look to Our Lady, who is the great, you know, the evangelist par excellence, who brought the Word of God to us by her humble submission and obedience to God's Word, that she is an example to us. And she brought Christ to us, first and foremost to John and St. John while still in the mother, still in his mother's womb, and St. Elizabeth. And that Our Lady wants Christ to come to each and every one of us. And we must pray and ask her that we will be instruments of bringing Christ to others and proclaim the truth, even when it is not popular. St. Mark did that. Obviously, we were wearing red today, not because it was his favorite color. We were wearing red today because he gave his life in testimony to the truth. And let us pray that more and more Catholics will be bold enough to stand up and preach and teach and live the truth so much needed today in our world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.